Our scripture today could be mistaken about height. Zacchaeus was a short person, but it's really more about who needs God in their heart right now. And I wanted to tell you one other thing about Thursday. I have a tall player, name is Maria, and if you guys have come out and seen her play, she's one heck of a volleyball player, and in fact was just yesterday voted by the other coaches in the conference, not me, the conference player of the year. Okay, but that makes me feel real special. But to know Maria, you had to see her on Thursday. She came out here. She doesn't speak very much English. She's from Colombia, and there was a situation where she was talking to a kid, and I saw that face just start to go, oh, I can't quite understand it. I'm not sure if the young child was speaking very clearly, and Maria just has a hard time with English. And then suddenly I knew she doesn't understand. And I'm just kind of chuckling to myself because I've seen that look when I'm talking to her in practice. But Maria just stopped and hugged the little kid. And it was just really special to see that. But to really know that at 12:30 that day, the trainer called me and said, Maria, physically, she can't practice today. She's just not able to go. And without going into the injury, when I went into the training room, she was crying. I mean, she was emotionally beat up. That kid was God's mechanism to get to her, because I saw her change. And the very next night, she hit 450 and just dominated the other team. Without that little kid, she wouldn't have been that person. And it just goes to show, we're here to let God live on this earth. Our scripture is from Luke chapter 19, verses 1 through 10. He entered Jericho and was passing through it. A man was there named Zacchaeus, and he was a chief tax collector and was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd, he could not, because he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to see him, because he was going to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place where he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today. So he hurried down and was happy to welcome him. All who saw this began to grumble and said, he has gone to be the guest of one who is a sinner. Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, look, half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor. And if we have defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back four times as much. Then Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham, for the Son of Man came to seek out and save the lost. The word of God for the people of God.
Thank our brother, those words of power and grace. Thank you, my friend. Join with me in prayer. We thank you, loving God, for this day, these moments. You continue to speak into our lives, and in the scripture, your word, you speak very powerfully and intimately. Help us simply to be open to how these words speak into our lives and our journey. And it's in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, that we pray. Amen. I understand that, and it must be true because it was on the internet, I understand that there was an individual or a team of individuals that actually broke the cross-country driving record, doing it in the shortest amount of time. And they actually did it, believe it or not, in under 30 hours. Cross-country. Now, I'm not sure. I witness some interesting driving techniques in Yuma. I don't know if any of you ever witnessed those. I don't know if any of the support team was working with him to be able to get through crossings and just kind of ignore red lights and things like that and just keep going, you know, to make better time. But the thing that really struck me is how people inevitably want to cram in more things, okay, into their day, right? I mean, certainly, I'm guilty of this. And I'll put a whole bunch of sticky notes all over my desk and see which ones I can go ahead and peel off and crumple up and be done for the day. There's always one to replace it, but nonetheless, I have that agenda And then I have to step back, and especially in reading a story like this, and think, but who are you called to follow, Neil? Is it about your agenda, or is it about God at work in your life? It's an easy answer, isn't it? It really is. And yet we need to kind of step back and think about that and ponder that. Whose agenda are we following? Are we so wrapped up in? You know, we want to do so many different things. And you can see when somebody is really urgent and maybe they're behind you and wanting to get around a little bit quicker, and they have all sorts of things that they need to do that day. But wouldn't it be interesting? Wouldn't it be profound to see us getting wrapped up also, very much so, in God's plan in our life, what He would have us do for that day? It may be something as simple and yet profound as hugging a young child, expressing the love of God in the only way that you know, that breaks down all sorts of barriers. Barriers were broken down here. And certainly, in this story, there is a very unlikely individual that slows down, that steps out of their comfort zone and seeks to experience God in a life-changing manner. Zacchaeus was not just a tax collector, but he was a chief tax collector. He was someone that had underlings underneath him. Minions, if you will. Anybody know, ever see that movie, Despicable Me, with the minions? I saw some people dressed like that for Halloween. And all these people that were serving him, and that meant that he had climbed the ladder, okay, and stepped on a lot of people along the way. There's no question about it. This was not a nice job. This was a job that was defined by thievery, defined by bribery, extortion. Taxation in that time could involve, for instance, for a horse-drawn cart carrying supplies. It could involve a tax on each and every wheel on that cart. It could involve a tax on the animal pulling that cart. It could involve a tax on the stuff that was being hauled. That's 4, 5, 6 taxes just on one item. And those are the taxes, but Zacchaeus and those who were willing to step on other people would extort more money. That's why whenever it says he was a rich man, it's a simple phrase, but it says he got that way by taking advantage of others. So, Zacchaeus hears that this rabbi, that this person that has changed lives, that has performed miracles, that is incredibly wise, that speaks of great truths, is coming through Jericho. And Jericho was a town that was kind of a crossroads of trade, so it was a busily bustling town. And for Zacchaeus to kind of stop what he was doing and take time to try to get closer to Jesus meant that he was giving up his livelihood. And then, for somebody of his social stature, kind of funny, vertically challenged, but big socially, powerful in that society, for him to run ahead was, my goodness, that was not becoming behavior for a chief tax collector, a wealthy individual. And then what else does he do? What else does he do? Climbs a tree, just to kind of put the topper on things. People had to be looking at Zacchaeus and saying, what has gotten into him? What is he so excited about? What is he basically losing himself over? Jesus. He was willing to put aside all decorum, put aside all the things that he was supposed to do, and just with abandon seek to just see Jesus. But we know more than that happened, because Jesus sees him. And not only does Jesus see him and make eye contact with him, can you imagine? sitting up at that tree, being an outcast, being hated by your neighbors, being a cohort of the occupying army, and all of a sudden, Jesus is looking right at you. And he knew his name. There's change that was happening already up in that tree. Now, I'm not encouraging anyone here to climb a tree to look for Jesus. If there's already a bunch of rashes of hospital visits that I have to make, I will understand that you've left right from here and climbed a tree. But you know, Jesus sees us eye to eye as well. And he calls us by name. But not only does he know our name, not only does he know Zacchaeus' name, he says, I really want to spend some time with you. Others, there's always others, always others, said, and they mumbled it. You ever have to deal with mumbling? Have you ever mumbled? Mumbling. Well, he's with tax collectors. My goodness, doesn't he know who he should be spending time with? Doesn't he know who really is holy in this city? Doesn't he know he should be looking at me instead of Zacchaeus? Jesus breaks down these barriers. Jesus brings in people that are surprising. Let's face it. Jesus looks at each and every one of us, knows our names, loves us, wants to spend time with us. And if we think about our own lives, that might be surprising to see as well, huh? But that's okay. Spends time, eats, dines, stays with him. Zacchaeus shows great hospitality and in fact says, I'm going to make right everything that I've done wrong. And let me tell you, he was in essence giving up his job. He was going to stop being that. That's the other part of this story that maybe isn't mentioned. He couldn't be it anymore. Because if he wasn't going to steal from people anymore, if he wasn't going to extort from people anymore, then he couldn't be in that position because Rome certainly didn't want him. He had a whole new life. And Jesus says, God has given you new life as well and a new way of seeing the world. God has justified you. Hope is now in this home as it never has been before. Zacchaeus probably was happy at different times in his life, but I don't know that he ever had that kind of hope. And I'm certain of this. Before that encounter with Jesus, before that saving encounter with Jesus that changed his life forever, he'd never truly experienced joy. Because joy only comes from God. Nowhere else. We can chase after all sorts of things, kind of accumulate things to try to be happy, but joy only and ever will come from God. A new heart, a transformation, hope in a way that he had never experienced it before. This morning, we are invited to spend time with Jesus, to be more intimately involved with Jesus. We are invited to come closer, to commune with him. In the elements of communion, there is something very powerful that takes place because God is working through them to bless us. Through receiving communion and spending time more intimately with Jesus after tasting of his goodness, receiving the body, receiving the blood, understanding that we are something bigger than ourselves, part of something bigger, and that we are forgiven, there is a wholeness that can come about, and a forgiveness, and a healing. So as the servers come forward at this time, and prepare to serve you. And as we prepare to receive these elements of grace as well, I'd invite you to just think about Jesus calling you out by name, calling you forward. Knowing you better than you know yourself. Jesus was always full of surprises. Just like he surprised everybody who saw this incident in the scriptures. And he surprised those who were gathered with him also. It was later on, it was after this incident. It was after this incident that Jesus gathered with his friends and he broke the bread. And he said to them, "This is my body. It's broken for you. Understand that you are not alone. You're something, part of something much bigger. And God is at work in your life." The body of Christ, broken for the people of God. And we are the people of God. Thanks be to God. Then he poured out the cup, and more extraordinary words, words of truth that can be trusted. He said, "This is my blood shed for you, poured out for you, for forgiveness. As you receive this, as you taste of this, know that through me, God will forgive you." We understand that once again. Even when we can't forgive ourselves, God forgives us. God loves us. God's grace is washing over us. The blood of Christ poured out in forgiveness and love for the people of God. And we are the people of God. Thanks be to God. All are welcome to come forward to receive these elements of grace. I would invite you to come forward after the communion servers have received these elements under the direction of the ushers. If you cannot come forward, we will bring the elements to you. This is an open table. That means all are welcome.